Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. The ongoing special legislative session wraps up this week. On this week's episode, we talk about the flurry of legislation that was considered over the last week and what that means for issues that are still left on the table going forward. Will Governor Greg Abbott call yet another special legislative session to address them? Tuesday marks the forced conclusion for the ongoing third called special legislative session. As a reminder, special sessions are unique in that they have the ability to last up to a maximum of 30 days, and only the governor can call them and set the agenda for what's considered. Since the ongoing special session began on September 20th, Abbott has added an additional 5 items to be considered by the overall legislature, making for a total of 10. Ultimately, the legislature is set to have considered 6 of the 10 issues on the agenda when it reaches its forced conclusion on Tuesday. It appears that the legislature is on track to completely approve of 4 different pieces of legislation addressing the issue of redistricting. Both legislative chambers have approved of the legislation that draws the 31 state Senate districts and 150 House districts for the next decade. They approved of the legislation that draws the 15 state Board of Education districts as well. Both chambers have passed different versions of legislation that draws 38 U.S. congressional districts, and instead of one chamber agreeing on the amendments, they decided to appoint a conference committee to reconcile the differences. The conference committee report was made available late Sunday evening. It's expected that both legislative chambers will work to adopt the report Monday, meaning that the issue of redistricting will be complete in the legislature. Almost inevitably, it will be challenged in the courts, however. How long that process takes and whether changes will be prescribed will ultimately determine when the 2022 primary election cycle will kick off. Last week, the proposed constitutional amendment that's related to bail reform, or the expansion of the list of reasons a defendant can be denied bail, once again failed to garner enough support in the House of Representatives to ultimately pass. This issue was named an emergency legislative item of Abbott's during the regular legislative session in the spring of this year, and it met its legislative fate at the hands of the initial quorum bust in the waning days of that session in May. Abbott then added the issue to each subsequent special legislative session. In the first special session, it was never considered in the House due to the ongoing lack of quorum provided by yet another quorum break. In the second special session, it failed to pass, with similar vote margins to that of last week. It's unclear whether Abbott will add this issue to any would-be future special session or future regular session, given that the votes don't seem to be there to pass in its current form in the House of Representatives. A few weeks ago, grassroots activists sounded the alarm over an amendment that was accepted onto the election integrity legislation that passed last special session. This amendment lowered the penalty for illegally voting. After enough pressure was applied, Abbott added it to the overall agenda for this special session. The Senate was quick to consider and pass legislation that addressed the issue. It took the form of Senate Bill 10 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola, and of course, same author of the legislation that passed in the previous special session. The House referred the Senate bill to the Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies in early October once it passed the Senate, but it's never been considered. The same can be said for 2 different House versions of the overall issue itself as well. This correlates to a statement that House Speaker Dade Phelan put out quickly after this issue was added to the special session agenda, indicating that he had no interest in relitigating the issue of election integrity. The last items left undone relate to COVID-19 vaccination mandates. On the original special session agenda, Abbott wanted the legislature to determine whether any state or local government entities in Texas can mandate individual Texans receive COVID-19 vaccinations, to include any potential exemptions that might apply. A few weeks into the special session, he added the consideration of an outright prohibition for both public and private employers from mandating such vaccinations, in the wake of requirements from the federal government and growing fervor from Texans themselves, who find themselves having to make a choice between continued employment or not receiving a vaccination altogether. It's important to note here that over 20 pieces of legislation were originally filed near the outside of the special session to address the issue of COVID-19 vaccination mandates, and neither legislative chamber considered, let alone referred, bills related to the subject to their respective committees. Once Abbott added the additional consideration of employer vaccine mandate prohibitions to the agenda, two new bills were filed and considered in each chamber. The House State Affairs Committee heard House Bill 155 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus. This bill allowed for exemptions to COVID-19 vaccination mandates, which include immunity and reasons of conscience. But the bill was left pending in committee. The Senate State Affairs Committee considered and ultimately passed Senate Bill 51 by State Senator Brian Hughes. They passed it on October 14th out of committee, but it's not yet been considered by the overall Senate. This bill differs from Oliverson's bill in that it specifically prohibits discrimination against an employee in both public and private settings, against individuals that choose not to get the vaccine themselves. Though it's possible the overall Senate does in fact consider the legislation before the forced conclusion on Tuesday, it looks unlikely that it will have the time needed to make it through the entire legislative process before Tuesday's deadline. All of this begs the question, can Abbott and Texas Republican lawmakers afford to not address employer vaccination mandates? Can they afford to not address a correction to the election integrity legislation that they passed last special session, things that are priorities of the Texas GOP itself as they head into a primary election season? Can they afford to do all of that in what appears to be an increasingly volatile situation between that of the federal government edicts and state government reaction? My assumption is that the answer to those questions lie ahead this week. We'll know based on whether Abbott chooses to call yet another special legislative session or not. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on the ongoing special legislative session and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.